Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Araisa is Psachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We left off Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to go back. We still have a bit to do, but we're going to go back a little further back. Let's pick up from Torah Rabbanan. Last words of the line Hasafganim. First word on the next line is Hasafganim V'Hadivshanim. That's about 13, 14 times after the page. I know we read the first few lines. We read the next few lines already, but it's good to start from there because that's where this Gemara really starts. Have sufganim, sponge bread, tafshanim, honey bread, iskrikim, wafers, chalas hamisras, a loaf, a pan loaf, hamaduma, a mixture of chumachul, and all these up to a chala. Now the first four are we're going to explain what chalas hamisras is in a moment. Again, we read this yesterday already. But the first four are pata because we're saying not bread. They're not the status of bread, and therefore they are exempt. The last one is pata for a totally different reason. Maduma is a mixture of chulin and chumah. And because it's a mixture of chulin and chumah, we treat it with chumah, like as chumah, halacha is they don't take chala from chumah. You don't take chala from chumah, and therefore it's exempt. Okay, but the first four are exempt because they're not considered, this price doesn't consider them to be chalas, they're not considered regular bread. My chalas misras, what's that last case, chalas misras? Amar Rishon and Levi, Zechol Shabbat, that's the bread that we had earlier with the idea of you scald the bread, you pour boiling hot water. We discussed pouring it. Are you boiling it or are you pouring hot water on the flour itself, right, to make it very white? But it's this Chol Shabbat, we're saying does not have the status of bread. Amar Shlakish, Halal myself, Sam Shlakish says that the reason why these are not Chayim and Chala is because they consider myself as they're considered fried items. They're frying pan items. They're, we'll call it like pasta or cake. They're not bread. I mean, a cake may be bad. I don't want to go into, get into cake. But they're more like a pasta. They're frying pan, and therefore they're not considered a bread for challah. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Maisa Ilfas Chayev, and he argues, frying pan, Maisa Ilfas, is indeed Chayev. Fa'alalu Shas B'cham. The reason why these are exempt in all these cases, because the way to make them was actually to stick them in the sun. So very interesting. Rabbi Shlakish is saying, Maisa Ilfas, the fact that it's a frying pan created, that is an exemption. That's not called challah. Challah is baked in a regular oven. If it's frying pan, then it's not challah. Rabbi Yechon was saying, no, frying pan goes to be challah. These are exempt because they're baked in the sun. What's bothering you is? Excellent, gewaltig, very good, Yessel. So what's the bomb gasha? We're being prejudiced against that which is baked in the sun. Our whole source, now we're talking about challah. That's about, we pivot. We go back and forth to matzah and challah. We're talking about challah. But still, as Yessel very correctly, the original matzahs were made in the sun. He left Mitzrayim, the Chippasim, and the Mitzrayim son. So, first of all, the Shem Ratzon, I'm Shem Malacha, asked the question.
Can you unmute yourself?
Oh, I'm on mute. I apologize. I don't know why I'm mute. I'm very sorry. I apologize.
Thank you.
So, sorry about that. So, we actually just read over the last Gemara from yesterday. We did not go further yet. We read over what we read yesterday. We're Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. We're up to now the Maseves. What we read was the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlakish, whether the breads that are made in a frying pan, Rish Lakish says, that makes them exempt from challah. If you fry them, you have to bake them in an oven. If you fry in a frying pan, it's not going to be chayim challah. And Rebecca says, no, fry in a frying pan is chayim challah. The list of cases, the emergency report about the sponge bread, the honey bread, the wafers, the pan loaf, is because they're baked in the sun. That's the problem. So Yossi just asked, the lechayra matzah that we eat is the original matzah was baked in the sun. Again, we're talking about challah here, but conceptually, we see something baked in the sun, like matzah is considered baked. Why would that take away the status of being the original matzah was baked in the sun? So Sherman Tzavallach would say that no, that Leil Pesach, there were two matzahs. In Mitzrayim ready. There were matzahs that were baked as matzahs that they ate at night, and the next morning when they took the dough to go, that dough didn't get a chance to rise, and that was matzah that was baked in the sun. But the original matzahs we're talking not baked in the sun. Interesting. Much different than what we always assumed in grade school. The Bir Adaf, right, Lublin, it brings from various Rishonim that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there was an Esh of Gehenim that was shining. Because what was going on with the Mitzrayim and the punishments, there was an Esh of Gehenim shining. And that bread was considered to be baked in an oven. Because, I mean, the sun also is a fire, so I'm not sure why it's different than Esh Gehenim. But again, this is the Sherm Salach brings from Rishonim, that in the Chami, and again, they're asking you a question, that he's saying baked in the sun is some sort of negative, it's not considered baked, it's not considered bread. Matzah is baked in the sun, yeah, but that matzah baked in the sun wasn't the regular sun. That was the Esh of Gehenim, and therefore it's different, but again, addressing your issue. Before we go further, there's going to be a whole slew of riots in this conversation. I probably should start off with this before I even start the Gemara, but just back to the conversation, I wanted to speak out just 30 seconds. We had discussed yesterday about matzah sekrikin, about making bread or matzah pesach with designs on it. And we said there's a problem. If you have too much of a design, it could be an issue because it could lead to the becoming chametz until you get the design there. We had a discussion whether it's the The Baal Bayis we have to worry about, he's not an expert, but the Nachtam's expert, the baker, we don't have to worry about him. Or flip it, vice versa, the Nachtam we have to worry about because he needs to present a perfect product, whereas the Baal Bayis, you don't have to worry about because Baal Bayis doesn't need to present a perfect product. So we have the idea of Sirikin. The Night Reader brings a riot from our whole Gemara that in general, eating bread, not just cake, cookies, whatever it is, eating something with a tzura on it, with a shape, with a letter, with a design on it, is not a problem of mechika. You assume there could be a potential issue of mechika. You're being mechik, this tzura. You're being mechik, whatever's written, the numbers, the letters, whatever's written. He says, clear, our Gemara's whole concern was a concern of chametz. If it takes too long to make, it'll be chametz. Outside of chametz, we're not concerned about eating this on Pesach, on Yom Tov, eating doing mechika. Obviously, in food, there's no mechika. And then Yudha goes, I don't want to say the most makeup, but he's from the more makeup on this whole topic. He says, not just biting in your mouth, not just, you know, we have extra svaras of it's not derech mechika, it's Avashem Eskavin, it's Lanichle, it's even if you break it in your hand. Again, you're not trying to race, but even if you break it in your hand first, the more lenient, most lenient, he'd say it's okay. Not only that, there's discussion whether it makes a difference if it's flush, if it's just a design in the bread itself, or let's say, or the cake, or if the cake itself is in the shape of a number or something, okay, that's the cake, so you got the cake, but you're not really racing, or if you have it raised above, if it's raised above, maybe it's more like letters, maybe that'd be more of a concern. There's discussion about it. So the Night Reader is the most makel, I believe, from what I saw, he was the most makel. He says that, oh, if it's fine, it's all derech achila, it's not derech mechika, no issue, and our Gemara is a proof. The Magen Avraham addresses the question of meichik, and he brings from a Marash Levi, that's only meichik if it's raised. If it's flat, then it's okay, but tak if it's raised, if you have letters raised, that would be an issue. That would be an issue. Chazanish says that this issue is only by letters. By a picture, if the cake itself has a picture on it, tzura, that's not considered meichik. We don't consider that meichik. Letters is more of a concern. Ramah also mentions letters. Only the Magen Avraham was concerned about even by pictures. But the Ramah only mentions letters. Lamaisa, the Peskim want to suggest, again, like we said before a moment ago, that our Gemara may not be a riot across the board. It's mutter. Our riot could be talking about a case where the cake itself, the matzah itself, was a certain shape. But if it would be a shape on top of the matzah, then it would be an issue. That would be a defense against the Night Reader's understanding from our Gemara. Bottom line is, the place to say is that exactly this idea that if it's mamish baked into the cookie, sometimes you have like a stamp and the letters are in the cookie, so if it's baked into the cookie and it's not put on top, then as long as you only erase the derech achila with your mouth, it's fine. To break it, maybe taka would not be such a good idea. To break it would be more of a concern, breaking it. And what we do on cakes, and this is Ma'is B'Chayim, all the firm stores, when they make cakes, what do they do? They put the level. They don't know when you're using the cake. If you're using it on Shabbos, but assuming you're using it on Shabbos, they put it on top of a cookie. You put the right letter on top of a cookie. I need to keep the cookie separate. You can still give that cookie to that kid, and the kid can bite the cookie and eat the cookie. Again, if you're eating it as you're erasing it, that's fine. But to cut a cake with letters on it, and the letters are raised, that could be a problem. So you put the letter on top of the cookie to avoid that issue. Okay, back to Agamar. So we have Machlekes Breker, Rosh Lakish, going to bring a bunch of Rias. That's going to be the focus of the day today. Big Rias back and forth in this Machlekes Breker, Rosh Lakish, whether a frying pan is considered bread from a frying pan is considered bread and chayav and challah or not. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. First question is against Rish Lakish. Hasavkan v'dushanav ha'skrikim. The sponge bread, honey bread, wafers, asav mefas chayavim. If you make them in a frying pan, the chayav and challah. That's right away, question of Rish Lakish. Bechama, pturim. If you bake them in the sun, they're pater. It's mamish word for word, like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that baking in the frying pan is not what takes away the chayav challah. Baking in the sun is what takes it away. Tiyavtar Rish Lakish, Mishim ben Lakish, Chayitz Kash, Rish Lakish. Amar Ula, Ula says, Amar Ula, Mishim ben Lakish. You know Mishim ben Lakish will answer? Hachamai Eskinan. You know what the case over there is? Shir Tiyach Lop Seif Ebdik. The case of it is when we take the frying pan, and you heated up the frying pan first, and then you put the bread in. You know what that is? That's an oven. It's basically an oven. If I have a frying pan and I make the frying pan boiling, I heat it up first on the flame, and then I put the batter or the mix of the bread into the frying pan, right? So basically, I'm baking just like an oven is fully hot, and you stick it in the oven, it's fully surrounded by fire. So too, the bread now is considered much more similar to an oven, and therefore it's chayav and challah. But we're talking about a normal frying pan where you put it in, and it's not boiling hot yet. And therefore, we're saying that's considered fried, not considered, it's considered like a different method of baking, of cooking, not baking. Avil, that's 1 second. So according to this logic, you make a chilu between whether the frying pan was hot prior or not. So let the price say that. What does the price say? If you make it in a frying pan, it's chayav and challah. If you baked it in the sun, it's pater. Why go to baking in the sun? Make a chilu within the frying pan itself. If the frying pan was preheated, chayav and challah. If the frying pan was not preheated, it's pater challah. Avad because I fifteach. My, if it was first, the dough was put into the batter was put into the fry pan when it's cold, and then eat it afterwards. You tell me put in that case. Antony say pasam chama p'turim. Why don't the safer then go and say if you bake the breads in the sun, it's pata l'flug v'sada. We always like to have differentiations within the same exact case. When do we say chay mechala when you make the pan out first and then you put the mixture the dough in? Avol hitbig l'psayif hitay. I shouldn't really call it batter. It's more like a dough, right? Avol hitbig l'psayif hitayach. But if you put the dough in first and then you heat it up with your potter, make a chilkun in itself, why jump the case of being baked in the sun? Answers the Gemara. You're right, it's missing words, and here's you have to read the Braisa. Stick this into the Braisa. When do we say this? When the frying pan was heated first, and then you put the dough in, so it went into a hot pan, that's when it's chayim mechala. If it was first, put the dough in, and then you only made it hot. That's as if it was made in the sun, and baked in the sun is a taka exam. Both baked in the sun, or putting the dough into a cold pan and heating up afterwards, are both going to be cases where it's exam. That's how Rish Lakish will interpret that price. But before we go further, just a basic idea. We can talk about using a frying pan. So the first one point out that we're talking about we're using a frying pan without liquid, or maybe a very basic amount that just shouldn't stick. But not that your mamish putting in liquid, because that's for sure, everyone agree. That's cooking. If you put it in there's no question, but there's baking, there's bishel, which is cooking, and then frying, right, depending on the oil. If you deep fry it, it's really cooking. Deep frying just happens to be oil instead of water, but it's really cooking. But when you don't deep fry, when you have a little bit of oil, so we say, that's our case of frying, that maybe this metugim in Hebrew, that's our case of frying, so maybe that would be considered baking, maybe not, but the first point out, only with this little to no liquid or grease. Maybe just that shouldn't stick, but not more than that. If it's more than that, then it wouldn't be a discussion. Of course, that wouldn't be bread. That would be something else. That's the pashtus in the version. I'm not saying everyone agrees to that, but that's the pashtus, the way they were sharing them, learn the Gemara. Okay. So that's my first. Another raya against Reish Lakish. Price says as follows. Yates of matzah hena. You can be yates with matzah hena. Matzah hena is, the Gemara will explain in a moment, it's not fully baked, which is big. We're talking over here about the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, not mechala. We're talking about the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. And we say you can be yaitzim, which is a chiddush. It's not fully baked. That would be a little scary. You can be yaitzim the mitzvah matzah heina with matzah heina, or matzah suya bilfes, or you can also use matzah baked in a frying pan. Obviously, that's called matzah. Here you see, now it's very, obviously the connection of suya to challah is clearly comparing whatever's called baking for challah is baked for matzah. But here you see it direct, right? We're saying matzah baked in a frying pan is called matzah. If it's called matzah, that means it's a bread. And therefore, it should be used on Pesach, and therefore, it should be chayim mechal as well. Same answer. We're talking about where the frying pan was made hot first, and then you put it in the dough, which is, that would be considered baking. My matzahena, once we're on the topic, what is matzahena? I'm reading the Mishmuel. When you have a fully baked item, bread, again, we're not talking about bread of chametz, we're talking about matzah. When you have something fully baked, when you pull it apart, there's no strings, right? It's not stringy. You pull it apart, it breaks. I can't even explain it, but it's cake. It breaks like cake or bread. It breaks. When it's stringy, that usually means it's a little bit doughy. It's a little bit not fully baked. So we're saying, it has to be baked enough that when you can break it apart cleanly, you won't be pulling on strings. You won't be pulling on it won't be with strands of dough coming out of it. But that's not so big. That's still pretty like the lowest level of being big and still good enough for matzah. Rabbi Chinuch b'Taida, same applies to lach b'Taida. It has to be baked enough for that to be considered lach b'Taida. Again, lach b'Taida also can be chametz. 30 of the 40 loaves cannot be chametz. I'm saying that the loaves over there have to be able to be break apart cleanly. Pshita hachalachem sev hachalachem sev. It says lachem over here, but matzah is lachem over there by lach b'Taida. Why do I think it should be any different? While the tema halvik sev v'hikr menu, since over there by carbon tayda says v'hikr menu top ha'meis echad mikol carbon. Give one from each carbon. This way, you give to the kayan. The kayan gets one. The person makes 40 lach mitayda, and he brings four sets of 10, and he gives the kayan one from each set, and he gives it to the kayan. The rest it's eaten by him. Since the lashon of echad mikol, you give me echad mikol. I would think echad shalei itol price. It has to be one that is not a broken loaf. It can't be something that would be like a broken loaf. The priest dami. If it's not fully baked, it's considered almost as if it's broken. It's not considered fully. Until it reaches the point where it would break apart fully clean, not just no strings, but fully clean, maybe that's not enough. The section we're saying is Ardab Avmina and Lach Mitayda needs a higher level of baking than you needed for matzah. Kamash Mulan, no, Lach Mitayda, the same level as matzah is also sufficient. Meisvei. Now we ask a question. This question is going to be the first word of Mishlakish. Now we switch to challenges against Rebbe Yochanan. Meisvei. Amisa, this Meisa, Beshama Patis Vachala, or Bisal Machaivan. We'll see very shortly, Meisa and Chlita. Basically, again, they're going to be scolded. It's scolded. It's a process of making bread by scolding with that water. So Meisa, Beshama says, Patis Vachala, Bisal says, Chaim Vachala, Chalita, Beshama Machaivan, Beshama says, Chaim Vachala, and Bisal Patis, and they flip the words and try to get a deeper understanding why they're flipping opinions. Okay, we'll get there shortly. Eisa Meisa, Beisa Chlita, what's called Meisa, what's called Chalita, Hamisa Kemach Shal Gabi Muglashin. Meis is when the flour is poured over the boiling water. You put the flour over the boiling water. Chalit is opposite. Because you pour the boiling water over the flour. It's two different processes. One is you pour the flour into the boiling water. One is you pour the boiling water over the flour. In both these cases, the pater, he said from his father, in both cases, the pater and chala, the amil, some say no, zev zel chayiv. In both cases, he said there, misa and chalita are both going to be chayiv and chala. The chamayim and chamayim say echazeh vechazeh, asim ve'ilfas pater, here's the part that we need. In both cases, if you made it in ilfas, the frying pan, Ipater, that's like Rish Lakish, not Rechanan. Betan, if you made in a tanner, in an oven, you're going to be chayiv. Before the Gemara goes into the question we just pointed out from Ilfis against Rechanan, the Gemara just wants to understand this discussion, Bisham Mezillo, the Machlekis, but Meisa, one way, they flip a pain's Machlita, Tanakama. Maishna Meisa, Maishna Chalita, what's the difference between the two? They're both being scalded with water, pouring the water on the flour, putting the flour through the water, whatever I'm going to do as well. Chena Rav Rechanan, Vitem Shem Levi, Kabachalik the Bzu, Kachmach the Bzu. You're right. The Machalik the Bisham Mezillo is the same in both cases. There's no difference. Vitavra, and break it up, Mishan Zu, Lashan Zu. Meaning, our Bryce lists it as in one case, Bisham Mezillo and Mezillo and Machayev, and one case, and the other case, it's opposite. Bisham is Machayev and Mezillo Paters. Well, guess what? It's two different authors. Basically, our Gemara is saying now, Bisham would say both Meisa and Chalita, I'm not as well, but according to one opinion, Bisham says in both cases Pater, and Meisil says in both cases Chayiv. And according to the other opinion, it would be in both cases, according to Bisham, Chayiv, and Meisil would say Pater. Our Brisa quoted two different opinions of the Machlokes, and we happen to split very misleading. And we split it up between Meisa and Chalita, but they both agree, right? And by Meisa and Chalita, the Loch is the same, and they want to make a Chalita. That is the Gemara's explanation of the Brisa. Not really the part that we needed, but once we quote the Brisa, we want to make sure to explain it. Tani Mias. But the Raya, this is the part that we need for the Raya. What does it say? V'chamayimim, Echadzeh v'chadzeh, Sha'asan, Be'ilfas Pater, Betaner Chayim, Be'ilfas is Pater, Frying Pan's Pater, Tiftor Bechlan, Kashor Bechlan, Mach Bechlan. Rebechlan answered, Tanai. This discussion whether frying pan is Chayim or Chala, and who had din, whether it could be used for matzah, it's our sugya, is really machlokes tonight. We're talking about the Raisa. Yachi Yamisa Machluta Chayim Chala. I would think Misa Chluta Chayim Chala. Again, those are the scolded flour, scolded bread. I would think that is Chayim Chala, Tamlem and Lechem. Rabbi Daimer, Ein Lechem Elaf Etaner. Tanakam says, no, it's not Chayim Chala because it says the word Lechem. Rabbi says, Ein Lechem Elaf Etaner. Lechem is only that which is baked in a Tanner and not this. Now, the Tanakam also said, you would think you're Chayim Chala, Kamashpon, you're not, because it says Lechem. Tanakam says, you're not Chayim Chala. Rabbi says, no, you're not Chayim Chala because it wasn't baked in a Tanner. Are they saying the same thing? They both think you're not Chayim Chala. Rabbi Daimer, Tanakam, Ella, what's the Machlekes? Ella, myself, speak of Nayo. Rabbi Tanakam was saying you're not Chayim Chala, nothing to do with where it was baked. He held that for some reason it's not called Chala, that process is not called true bread. Comes on the reader, says, no, it depends where you did it. If you did that same method in an oven, it would be Chayav Mechala. Because it's done in an ilfis, not Chayav Mechala, which means Tanakam held, even in ilfis, it would be Chayav Mechala. Says the Gemara, Ela, myself is a Gemenayo, Tanakam is suffering, myself is Chayav. And Tanakam would hold that myself is frying pan, would be Chayav, just the whole method over here, but Chlal is not Chayav. The way you scold the bread, the flour is not Chayav. We just suffer, myself is Ptur. He holds, no, myself itself, that's the Ptur. If this same method was done and baked in an oven, then it would be Chayav Mechala. So Rabbi Yechon has a clear, yeah, they bring an explanation to Machlokes Tanoim, and they argue whether frying pan is Chayim Mechala or not. So says Rabbi Yechon, you're right. I hold frying pan is not Chayim Mechala. You can bring me a price that goes not like me. It's Machlokes Tanoim. I'm going at the sheet. The hell is frying pan? Is Chayim Mechala? Yes. Any right you bring not like me, we'll go like that. Tano says that's not Chayim Mechala. Loi. Gemara says no. I can explain the price. You had a good question of the price. That what's the Tanakama? And you're arguing, and you want to explain the arguing in Gufar Shail of a frying pan. I can say not like that. I can say that. Tukama, myself as Ptur. I can say that everyone agrees to Shlokish. All the time agree that which has been a frying pan is Pater. V'acha, what's the Machlok Tanakama? And Rabbi Yehuda, Shechazar v'afay b'tanakam efli. Machlok is saying is, if you went and baked it in the oven after he fried it in a pan, Tanakama says, v'kim shechazar v'afay b'taner lechem karinim be. Tanakama says, the whole reason why it wasn't lechem is because it was fried. And a frying pan is not lechem according to this Balak. But if he goes and bakes it in the oven subsequently afterwards, it would be considered lechem. Rabbi Yehuda came along to say, Rabbi Yehuda Asavar, Ein Lechem Ella Hafa B'Tanah Meikara. Lechem is dafka if it was baked originally in Tanner, but if it was Nekim Meikara, Lechem B'Tanah Afyei, La Lechem. But since this original one made in Tanner, it wouldn't be considered Lechem. Amar Rav Taimi Rabbi was better Buddha. So we just deflected that you don't have to explain the machlokes tanaim. That's a machlokes about ilfus. Maybe they both agree frying pan itself is not good. They just disagree whether putting the oven afterwards works, and therefore it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't be a good deflection for Rabbi Yechanan. But Amar Rav just says once we're on the topic of this brisa, and Rabbi just said that it can't be made into bread after being fried by putting in the oven. The Mar explains, my time to Buddha, the siv, the person says, this is actually by Teicha. 10 women will bake bread in one oven. Lechem, we darshan the words of the pasuk, lechem afa b'taner echad, lechem afa b'taner echad kar lechem, bread that's baked in a single oven is called bread, v'shein afa b'taner echad ain't kar lechem. But that which is not baked in a single oven, meaning that which is first fried and then baked, if it was multiple processes, that's not called lechem. So if Hashem is a little bit surprised that we're bringing a raya from the teichah about the new woman shearing an oven, that somehow that's a raya that has to be dafka baked and not fried, he says maybe there's some sort of yiter. There's a yiter in the pasuk, and with darshin, I'm not sure exactly what yiter is, but there's some sort of yiter lush in the pasuk, and with darshin, the extra lush. Let's just see one quick story, and then we'll stop. Yes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef was sitting by Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera himself was sitting directly in front of Ula, Amalei Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi said to Rabbi Zera, "Bayminate Mula, ask Ula." That's why the setup is important, right? It's a chain. Go closer, ask Ula. What if he attached the dough inside the frying pan, and the frying pan was heated up from the outside? So the frying pan was placed over the fire. It was heated from the outside, but not from the inside. And the dough was placed on the inside. Amalei. So that is that considered heated up, and therefore Reish Lakish would agree Yichai Mechal there or not? Amalei, my Amalei. What's the question that I'm asking him? Yaminalei. That's the way you just said it. Amarli, Haini my sulfus. That is my sulfus, and that's machlokes. We're chamishlakish. That's good for the machlokes. Every time you take a frying pan, you put it on the fire, there's fire outside. The inside wasn't directly with the fire. That's the case. Amar Beis Reb Zera, by my name Ula, Hidbik Mimfinim Vavuk Ignagde Maho. Ask the following shayla. What if you put the dough tak into the frying pan, and the way he adjusted the frying pan, not like our ovens, we have frying pan at our stovetops. You adjust the frying pan in a way where the fire was facing the opening of the frying pan. It was facing where the food is inside. What will be in that case? Avuka, there's like a torch connected it. So again, Razir said, what am I asking him? Yeah, Minula, if I ask him this question, Amalei, Revanimais again. That's what poor people do in order to use up less fire. That's what they do. Again, that because that's what most poor people do, that's considered a normal usage of a frying pan. So you back to the machlokes, Rechosh Lakish, whether the frying pan works or not. And therefore, again, basically he was deflecting and saying in both these cases, the machlokes, Rechosh Lakish applies. Because Rechosh Lakish, there'd be no chiyuv challah, and according to Bechanan, there would be yes chiyuv challah. These are both considered classic cases of ilfus. I guess we have to say the case of Ritiach, according to him, was when it was heated through and through. The pot was heated prior, both inside and outside, and then you put the dough in. That's considered like baking the oven, even according to Rechosh Lakish. We'll pause over here. Have a wonderful day.